All right, Drew, as we head into this legislative session, there are a couple of bills which concern the Democratic Party that it looks like may be pushed through by Republicans here. A couple that, at least, according to the press release from the Democratic Party, that make it seem as if Republicans are pushing some anti-vaccine bills or bills that may would in some way discourage people to get the vaccine. Can you talk about those bills real quick and what you guys expect to happen in the session?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I think at the end of the day, there's House Bill 1001, which essentially makes employers pay for testing and COVID testing, but also tries to do away with mandates, the so-called mandates that Republicans are against from the Biden administration. But at the end of the day, it's a testing and vaccine requirement. And that's the one thing that's being omitted. But I think at the end of the day, between House Bill 1001 and Senate Bill 114, which that's basically a bill that tries to give protections based off of so-called discrimination about vaccine status. So the reason why we are focusing on these bills, Chris, is because while the intent is to protect some Hoosiers, the overall impact discredits the life-saving validity of the vaccine. And that's the problem that Indiana faces itself right now, is because we're one of the lowest vaccinated states in the country. And it's because the other side, with all due respect, they are prioritizing this so-called personal freedom, which at the end of the day, yes, all Hoosiers have a personal right to decide whether or not they want the vaccine, but they're not telling the full story here, which is it's the responsibility of the state and federal government to make sure that Indiana and Hoosier families can move on from the COVID-19 pandemic. And the way out of this pandemic, Chris, is to get more vaccines in arms. That's the ball game there.
And one thing we heard in the Wednesday COVID update was that just over half of Hoosiers are fully vaccinated. Is it the party's position that there should be a mandate that people get the vaccine?
Oh, we are in support of President Biden's testing and vaccine requirements. And it's because it allows workers and employers to either have employees vaccinated or provide the opportunity for employees to get tested regularly, not at the cost of employers, because it would be provided by the federal government and paid for by the federal government. And so at the end of the day, we are in support of this avenue because it gets people back to work, gets people in offices, and allows people to actually go about their lives using that personal freedom that both Democrats and Republicans in Indiana believe in. And unfortunately, what you're seeing, Chris, is the other side is focusing more on a mandate than the actual policy itself, which doesn't mandate any vaccines. It requires testing or a vaccine. And that is the key point there.
What part do you think the state legislature should play in getting people vaccinated or convincing them to get vaccinated?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think what you're seeing is that they need to up their game. March and April, the supermajority in the state house has kind of been quiet about any sort of vaccination campaign. You know, Democrats will give credit to Governor Holcomb for his address today, on Wednesday, in the last couple of weeks, because he's actually gotten a little bit more vocal about getting people vaccinated. But he's the only one on the Republican side. Democrats have been at the table asking for Hoosiers to be vaccinated all year. And so what we feel like would be a great opportunity is if we could all unite together and call on Hoosiers to do their patriotic duty to get vaccinated. And then if we do that, we can up our vaccination rate from 50 to 70 or 80%. And that's how we could get out of this pandemic. And so, but here's the unfortunate part real quick, is that House Bill 1001 and Senate Bill 114 do not accomplish that. It actually makes it harder for us to reach that goal.
What do you think the ultimate, what do you see as the desired ultimate fate of these two bills? You just want to see them knocked down or modified?
At the end of the day, they need to be knocked down. Because why would the state government force employers to pay for testing? Why? The Indiana Chamber of Commerce is firmly opposed to that bill. So the Republican supermajority wants to go against the business community that they tout all the time and that they claim to be big partners with all the time. And now they're going against them because it doesn't match up to their in our view, extreme partisanship. And so that bill is just not only an obstacle for vaccinations for Hoosiers, but it's an obstacle for employers, because at the end of the day, there are going to be a lot of employers, should this become law, that won't abide by testing because of the cost, and it creates unsafe work environments. And then when you think of Senate Bill 114, Chris, saying that they're protecting, you know, folks who from discrimination who may not be vaccinated, I mean, being an LGBTQ person, it's really offensive because they wouldn't even step up and look after my community for us being discriminated against and actually protecting my community from hate crimes. And so that's a little, you know, double-sided there, and kind of a double standard. And if they truly don't like any form of discrimination, they need to up their game and make sure that everyone's protected there too. So it sounds like they're trying to have their cake and eat it too on these bills, and it would do nothing but prevent us from actually getting out of this pandemic.
A question that, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but you may have heard the remarks from Attorney General Todd Rokita about the data that the state collects, and Governor Holcomb's response to that today. What does the Democratic Party take on that?
Well, it's a shame that the Attorney General, in a move to try to make himself a better candidate for governor in 2024, is relying on misinformation and conspiracy theories about COVID to get ahead. And his partisan decision to say that he doesn't believe in the state figures, not only is he setting us collectively back from being able to move on from the pandemic, he is essentially preaching fraudulent information that has been found to be not accurate. And again, Democrats will give Governor Holcomb credit for stepping up and criticizing Todd Rokita on this, because the Attorney General is wrong. He knows what he did. And at the end of the day, it just shows that he is not a leader in this state, and he should be ashamed of himself.